Hey guys, it is Nyaneko. Welcome again, if you're listening for the first time. These are just little rambles I do every day, or try to do every day, because it was a New Year's resolution for me. But, hope I can help you guys relax. And, yeah, it is raining outside, so if you hear the gutter, I'm sorry. I'm sitting right by the window. With curtains, of course. And I changed the microphone back to like a single setting instead of having both ears as a feature. Just because I noticed with the last one, every time I would lean onto one side of the mic, I would block out the background noise, and then it took like a while to fade back. It was a little weird. So we'll see how this turns out, and let me know if you prefer this one versus the other ones, as far as audio goes. But, tonight I had a really interesting, long conversation. Thank you. You know who you are. I really appreciated just talking about these things. Just because I haven't been able to express myself about sex things in general with friends or anyone. I don't know. Again, there's that added layer of like socialness, like being socially proper and all that stuff. Definitely can't talk to my family about this. Yeah, that's a whole other thing too. But what I wanted to talk more about, the question was what do I look for in a JWA audio when I am listening for myself? And again, I think I've mentioned this before, but it's those moments where, things are not intentional that really get me. I think I described it as like the moment an audio controls my heart rate, whether it's like in a physical sense of hearing a ramble fap or whatever, or that like moment in a script where you would have pretty much a ramble fap, that sort of route in the pacing and the breathing, that's what makes my heart race, because I am also breathing with them. So there's that, but then there's also like the emotional side of the script, and the story is really good, and you just have that moment of just heart-wrenching whatever. Because usually I will click on a script, click on an audio if it has a really intriguing title as far as story goes. I'm vanilla that way, I suppose. But, like, those are the two things that I look for in an audio, or that I do enjoy. And again, I'm only speaking from my own perspective. I can't speak for any other ladies out there. If you are looking to get more of an understanding of what people are looking for, I honestly can only speak for myself. Another thing that came up was, I think along the lines of as far as an M4F scripts, as far as instructions go, you kind of have to go back to the reason why you would be doing that specific audio. If it's to get her to go off, that's a very complicated question, because at least for me, there's different types of orgasms, if that makes sense at all. And again, this is only specific to me. I'm not speaking for anyone else, but there's like the mental orgasm, where if you're talking about being in the moment, I would play off and try to read the other person, whether it's in person or through an audio, and play off their orgasm, or that moment of really being into it, that sort of like mental orgasm and completion and like affirmation almost. And then there's also like the physical side, which like you have your clit and then you have your G-spot, but then for me there's also a third version where it's like really, really deep. And in the sense of like, it just feels different. Like, your clit is, if we're talking biology, the nerves there are equivalent to like the head of a man's penis. So I would assume those feel similar. The G-spot, I don't know how to explain, other than it is another bundle of nerves. I have no clue if it's connected with the clit as far as, like, development. Again, biology, I'd have to look into it, but it's like a... So, okay, sorry, backtracking to the clit. That's like the I have to pee feeling. And then the G-spot also helps with that. But it's like more intense. And then you have like the squirting, I guess. I hate that word. But again, as far as biology goes, I'd have to look into that too. But like, I've never had this conversation with another lady. It's just too uncomfortable and like, yeah. Anyways, the third one that I was talking about, as far as being like super, super, super deep, it's also the pacing of pressure. Because if you're asking me when you're that deep in me what it feels like, I can't tell you specifics. I only feel pressure. Like all the nerves are gonna be up front, not further in me. Yeah. But I guess it would be like where the cervix is and having that pressure against that. But it's not like the constant pushing pressure. It's the thrusting pressure. And it has to be like at a certain pace. Otherwise, it's just, it might hurt. That being said, like, the pacing is very much based on what mental state I am in at that moment. And then it's very specific of, like, how quickly and all that stuff. This is getting really, really, really detailed. but I mean, like, I hope these sort of rambles help answer questions. What I've always wondered is, like, what it feels like for a man to go off. Like, I know it's hard to put into words, but, like, if you were to specify every single little thing that you may feel, That would be very informative for me. And honestly, I'm just curious. The other thing we talked about was aftercare and the importance of that, or like I think it's really important. And I know I talked about this before, but for me, an orgasm, whether it's via clit or G-spot or cervix, I can hang on to that and almost like I'd have to hold my breath for some of it to like squeeze. And there's also like the involuntary squeezing that may happen when I listen to an audio, but I'm not like physically touching myself. And then there's the intentional squeezing. What do they call it? It's like with the Benoit balls, you're training your Kegel muscles. Those are it. Yeah, Kegel muscles. Guys have it too. It's like when you twitch, but voluntary. The Kegel muscles are also responsible for stopping yourself from peeing. Those muscles. Where was I going with this? Yeah, so when I go off, there's like the involuntary twitching of the Kegel muscles when I'm turned on, but then you can also like control it too and like hang on to that orgasm a bit longer. I think that's why I've been seeing like those countdown audios on JWA, because like you can time it. Like I can technically force myself to orgasm at a specific time. Like I will mentally let myself or hang on until a point before letting go. And after I do let go, it, of course it's really intense. It's also really hard to put into words, but like everything tenses up, like your cervix, maybe. Not that I feel it necessarily, but like the motion of like quote unquote bearing down or using those Kegel muscles to squeeze, but then like the rest of the body also tenses up, and right after that would be like just letting go and letting your body relax. And it's like having a really, really, really good stretch and then having that like ache in your muscles after you just let go and relax. That's what an orgasm feels like for me. So it's important to have that little bit of time after the orgasm. I think also I read, or I was listening to another female performer do like a bit of a ramble after she had recorded a really intense script. And she was saying all she wanted was a cuddle and like a hug after all that, because the story was really intense. But instead she settled for a pint of ice cream and a movie and a blanket. But like that just goes to show you that the people who do perform like physically get invested in the scripts that they're performing, and if the script doesn't include a cool down period, I call it a cool down period. I don't know what other people do, but I think it's really important to have that, to just like go back to normal, so to speak, but a better normal, because you've just had an orgasm. Like you've spent so much time working up to it, you have to spend an equal amount of time or equal amount of valuable time to help yourself relax and to help your listener relax, and you can take that chance to be like comforting or cuddly and all that stuff. And I'm talking about like the more realistic scripts and audios, not so much the fantastical ones or the more extreme ones. I can't speak for those because I have not listened to a lot of those, and it's not exactly my area. Yeah. So I hope you've enjoyed this ramble. It got very, very detailed. Please let me know what you guys think. I do appreciate these kind of conversations for sure. I'm definitely all for being sexually aware of your own body, and 'cause sex is great. Let's face it. It relieves stress and helps relationships along and all that stuff. Like, the usual stuff. But if we're talking, like, physically, definitely relieves stress. Because in order for you to have an orgasm, you have to let go. I'm sorry, Frozen reference. But, like, the physical act of letting go through an orgasm just helps your mental state tremendously. I haven't been able to talk about this with anyone else, really. And I am curious about, like, details and stuff, so let me know. All right, have a good night, guys. Bye.